Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, count back with me. 3, 2, 1, big crowd effect. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. And your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Now, it is Tuesday, the 18th day of May 2021, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, right here on this very show, yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to hang out with you for an entire hour. All of these magnificent USA radio stations across the entire country, starting all the way out there in Long Island and weaving their way through and around Pennsylvania and Oklahoma City and St. Louis and Chicago, down there in Texas and out in Vegas and out in California as well. All of those great stations spinning the buttons, pushing all the dials, or spinning the dials and pushing all the buttons makes more sense. The wonderful Chris down there in Dallas, Texas. Let us begin. Once again, you can always reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, or go to my website, LeeElsie.com. That's LeeElsie.com, and join the festivities. Let's begin with the price of gas. Yes, skyward it goes. Now, I predicted, as soon as Joe Biden became president, that the nation would see the price of a gallon of gas reaching $5. Now, it's already done that. As we've talked about before, during the shortage, and that's in quotation marks, the shortage, the gas shortage, because we didn't pay the necessary amounts of money to make sure our pipeline was safe or that cybersecurity was taken into consideration. No, we didn't do any of that. Instead, they paid a ransom. But I did make that prediction that the price of gas would go over $5, not because of some cyber attack. I thought it would go over $5 eventually because we are no longer self-sufficient. We are now relying on outside entities for our energy, our oil, our gasoline. Now, during President Trump, we didn't have to worry about that, right? We told the Middle East to literally pound sand, and they had to. And the price of gas came way down. But now it's inching back up. Why? Oh, simple. Supply and demand. And when you're not in control of your own destiny as far as anything goes, chances are you'll have to pay a premium to get what you want. So let's just start with the idea that Biden's harsh cancellation of the Keystone pipeline was fully supported by his inner circle. Remember, he is a puppet. The puppeteers are pulling the strings. They tell him what to do and say, and he does it when he can. Now, he's slowing down significantly. We all can see it already. And I've gone over this time and time again, and I don't want to bore you with this. But no question about it, his handlers told him to put the kibosh on that pipeline. Now, I am somebody who considers himself, I wouldn't even say an environmentalist. I would go that far to say I'm an environmentalist. I put the welfare of the planet, the health of the animals, the safety of animals, I put that up there high, up on any list of important things that I have to deal with and talk about. So it really means a lot to me. And this pipeline was actually not only economically sound, but environmentally sound as well. And photos of other pipelines show that once it's built, animal life returns, wildlife returns, all of that returns, and you don't have the constant transport fumes and trucks pounding the highways. You just got a clean, normally uninterrupted flow of whatever it is that you're transporting through these pipelines. And I want to make sure you understand this. I don't want to miss this, so I'm going to go over it again. Remember, once you build a pipeline, right, you've got the oil traveling through the pipeline, the chance of there being a spill without there being outside human interference, sabotage, or terrorism is very remote, right? It literally never happens. And what you've eliminated is whatever it costs, not only economically, but to the environment, of transporting that oil from where it is to where it's got to go, right? It's got to get in the back of trucks or tankers or what have you, which they're constantly polluting the environment. This is the insanity of Democrats. They don't understand the entire picture. They never do. They don't get unintended consequences. So you shut down a pipeline because, well, it goes through sacred land or land that we don't want touched because it's pristine and the wildlife needs it. Well, listen, as I said to you a couple seconds ago, I'm all about the environment. But in cases like this, you've got to look at the big picture, right? We're always going to have to transport that gasoline from point A to point B. And doing it in a much more safe, much more ecologically friendly way is just a sound decision that a leader would make. But again, Biden isn't making those decisions. It's the folks that are surrounding him that are making those decisions. So, as a result, the gas prices are beginning to edge upwards. Now, we're actually being threatened with gas shortages already this summer. This is before any cyber attack. We've already been talking about that, or they've already been talking about that. So what do you think is going to happen in July or August when there is actually a gas shortage and gas goes from $3.75, $3.90 a gallon to $4.90 to $5.50 a gallon, the kind of money that we were paying during Barack Obama's presidency, the kind of money that it was actually making me nervous to fill up my gas tank. I'm not even making that up. When Obama was president, right, I was scared. I guess I'm scared when I went to the gas pump because I didn't have a lot of money in my pocket normally. And if I wanted to get to work or get to wherever I had to get to, my truck sucks gas. No question about that. And I have a big tank, but I don't get great gas mileage. So when I put $80, $100 of gas in my truck, that's like a day for a couple of weeks, not 5 days for me. And I'm sure that most of Americans feel the exact same way. So when you get hammered with an essential and it's really debilitating to your economic bottom line, you're hurting, right? I mean, if your gas prices double, which really legitimately they can, they already have in some places, but if your price of moving from point A to point B doubles, that's a lot of money that comes out of your pocket, a lot of discretionary income that comes out of your pocket. And you know what happens, too, on top of that? When that happens, they take away your freedom because you don't have the same opportunity to jump in your car and drive to the beach or drive to dinner or drive across a bridge and go see a friend of yours three or four towns away. You know, you're kind of locked in because you can't afford to go from point A to point B. So that's topic one. Expect the price of gas to go up. And I still expect it to go up over $5 and sit above $5 for a significant amount of time during the summer. Part number two that I wanted to talk about here today was, you know, Joe Biden and his message to America about removing your mask only if you're vaccinated and demanding that the rest of us get vaccinated. Biden does everything in direct opposition of what makes me tick. I don't know about you guys. I don't like being told what to do. I'm a free man who makes my own decisions. I work hard every single day. I put a lot of hours in. I got family. I got friends. All of it, right? And I get behind this microphone every single day, and I talk about the freedoms that this, the great freedoms that this amazing country affords me. And I'll be damned if I'm going to allow the president of the United States or anybody else to dictate to me what I can and cannot do. And in particular, when it comes to masks, it's almost comical. It's not comical. If it weren't so serious, it would be comical, I guess. But the thought that he is going to go out of his way to demand that either I get vaccinated or I put a mask over my face.
Many Americans went maskless in public for the first time in months.
Fully vaccinated Americans can now go without masks in most indoor and outdoor settings.
Yeah.
My face was paralyzed for a year.
Yeah.
Whenever I see your smiling face, put on a happy face.
Get your game face on.
Oh, we'll stand face to face.
Taking off the total mask.
No, seriously, I think that that's just his resting face.
I can't feel my face.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
So I have to admit to you that I wore a mask inside if the restaurant or store demanded it, because just I didn't want to upset the apple cart. I never once wore a mask outside, and you know, for many different reasons. One is because it would just seem stupid, and later on, as we're finding out that the CDC has come out, even though they hid the information for a certain amount of time, why we don't know, but your chances of getting quote unquote the Wuhan flu while you're outside is almost zero. Right. So anybody who's wearing or was wearing their masks outside, I guess I can understand that because they were scaring the hell out of you. But if you're still wearing your mask outside, I don't really know what to say. I guess there's a special kind of word for stupid out there, I think. And that might fit you perfectly because I don't know why you're doing it. Same idea as why you're driving in your car by yourself still with your mask on. But according to the President of the United States of America, if in fact you've got your vaccine, you can take your mask off, man. Live! Live, for God's sake. And those of you who are similar to me, who haven't gotten the vaccine yet, I'm not telling you not to. Please don't call. Write me letters. I'm not saying. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. You do what's right for you. You know, you make that decision on your own whether or not you're going to wear a mask. I've already made my decision on that. All right, we'll take a quick break once again. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmON.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. What a great product. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out hard every day, 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, never miss. By the way, the few times I ever miss, I just feel it the next day. Or I feel it that day. I just don't feel like the same person. I don't have the same energy. You hear the energy I put into the show. And anyone who's ever seen any of my speeches knows the energy I give at my speeches. It's really, truly all because of my workouts. You know, without the workouts, I couldn't do it. If you're going to work out every day, you want to feel good, you want to use Sons of Liberty CBD, you can find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Highest quality CBD you'll find anywhere. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal. 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice. sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. This is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. And I'm sure Wayne talks about this all of the time, but doing what we do, we accumulate information, right? I'm on a quest almost every single day to find stuff out, learn something new. And what ends up happening is because the news is nonstop, it's 24/7, some of the stuff that I find in my stack of stuff ends up getting left behind. So I thought this would be a good opportunity for me to share with you some of the stuff that is lingering around on my desk. Very important still, but some things we could talk about here in the next couple of minutes that you may not have heard anything about. Government grew by 48,000 employees in April. Why do I bring this up? Okay. because I think this is fascinating. The federal, state, and local governments in the United States increased their employment by a combined 48,000 workers in April. Do you know how many people work in some capacity in government? We're up to 21,591,000 employees that get a check from the government every single week. Add to that, I'm sure the people that are getting a check from Uncle Sam for stimulus reasons. I mean, how many people are actually working right now that aren't working in some capacity or paid by Uncle Sam? It's incredible to me. 21 million people. I did not know it was that many. I have to admit, that seems to be a gargantuan number of folks who are reliant on the United States government or your local or state government for a paycheck. Speaking of paychecks and stimulus checks, you might not realize this, but prisoners actually qualify for stimulus checks. Republican Senators Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, Bill Cassidy criticized the American Rescue Plan Act because it provided payments to prison inmates. I mean, what the hell are we doing? Now, I know we've talked about this in the past, and the inmates actually who get this, the original stimulus check, if it went to an inmate, they actually had to give it, if there was any money on that owed to, like, child support, they had to give it to the child support. So if their stimulus check was $1,200 and they owed $1,500 in child support, then the money went to the kids, and I can live with that. This latest round, doesn't work like that, goes right into the pocket of the inmates. Think about that for a second. Why would we do that? What is wrong with the folks in charge? There's just zero common sense in Washington. If you are an undocumented immigrant, an illegal, guess what? New driver's licenses are available for undocumented immigrants. And that law took effect earlier this year. Now, it's interesting that undocumenteds can find a way to get an ID. But an average citizen, when we talk about getting a voter ID card, that, of course, is racist and impossible. And the idea of it is blasphemy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And finally, a Wyoming roofing company is offering a free AR-15 with every installation. And what's great about this story is that the owner of the company that does the roofs got a bunch of backlash on this, and he could care less. He does not care about that at all. So respect goes out to that Wyoming roofing company for standing by their, not only their principles, but, you know, going with an idea, promotion, and sticking with it, no matter what the public says. All right, just looked at the clock. I've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. One of our favorite guests will join me right after the bottom of the hour, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We've got to dive deep into what's going on over in Israel, so we will do that next. Stick around. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is back in Washington, D.C. after touring a Dearborn, Michigan Ford electric vehicle plant. Biden drumming up support for his $4 trillion infrastructure plan and saying that China has surpassed the United States in research and development. A North Carolina district attorney is defending his decision not to charge officers involved in the shooting death of Andrew Brown, Jr.
There will be folks who are not happy with this decision. Sometimes I make popular decisions, and I make unpopular decisions, and I signed up for all of them.
District Attorney Andrew Womble releasing body cam video in the death of Brown, Jr., saying the officer's actions were justified.
Brown ignored the officer's commands and backed his car until he was blocked by the rear of his residence.
Womble also insists Brown tried to run over officers during the arrest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, thank you. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. One of our favorite guests to bring on, we try to do it weekly, is our pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Fair.
On the show.
All right, so I've asked you this question before. I'll ask you again because they're right smack dab in the middle of it. One of our closest allies, here they are fighting again for their lives in the Middle East, yet half, at least half of the Democrats here in this country want nothing to do with Israel or the Jewish folks or any of that. And I guess my question, my basic opening question is, maybe you can explain it to me because I've always been confused about this. And I think you've actually tried to explain it to me in the past, but I'll ask you to do it again. What is it about the Jews that folks don't like? Because I don't understand this.
This one, Lee, gets even more complicated than the base question, which is clearly one of the most complex ones around, because a good number of the people that are in that category now are Jews. They're American Jews who are seem to be virtue signaling, by attacking Israel, to convince themselves and everybody around them that they're so woke that they're siding with the poor Palestinians against these mean, oppressive people in the government of Israel. But this is insanity. The people of Israel had every much a right to have a country there as anybody else. They had one there before there were Palestinians. The idea that was always Palestinian, and somehow in the 1940s the Jewish people came in as interlopers, it's just ahistorical. The Jews never had a problem living there with the Palestinians. It's the Palestinians who have a problem living with the Jews. In that region, even if you talk to Arabs from other parts of the Middle East, unless they're, of the really radical variety, they'll tell you, the Palestinians are just completely unreasonable. They've been offered several different solutions by Israel, by the international community, by other Arab countries, and every time they say, not no, but heck no, the only thing we will accept is the complete expulsion, or better yet, extermination of all the Jews that are there, and we'll get the land back. The land that, by the way, was frankly a disaster until the Israelis moved in and started applying science and hard work to fix it. I'm not picking on the Palestinians here. If you just look at the results, they hadn't done much with that land in an awful long time. The Israelis have transformed it into the tech capital of the Middle East. There's agriculture there. Palestinians in Gaza are attacking right now with their so-called balloon bombs. They send the balloons over to start fires in not just urban areas, but in agricultural areas. So I say all that first. If you want to be biblical, it says in the Bible that the world is going to be against God's chosen people, the Jews, and it's still playing out today, just as it did in the Bible. You can look at the pairing of Jacob and his brother Esau, the various Arab peoples and other folks in that region over history descended from Esau. The Jews are descended from Jacob. The Bible said those two are going to fight each other forever. So there's that. Widen it out to why did people in Europe suddenly hate Jews? And there was just lots of anti-Semitism based on economic jealousy. The Jews handled money. They developed wealth, and other Europeans, held that against them. So they went after them from the Middle Ages all the way through to Hitler. And today you see the leaders of Europe, and in our case, the leaders in a good chunk of the Democrat Party, who have totally publicly swallowed the Palestinian propaganda that they haven't done anything wrong against these mean Jews. And that's just a false narrative. That is not what's happening. When Israel gave autonomy to Gaza and the West Bank, they said, look, you know, we'll do trade with you. We'll, you know, the borders were open. And immediately, particularly in Gaza, they started importing weapons and using them to shoot at the Israelis. By the way, generally, when it would be most likely to cause civilian casualties, a deliberate policy of targeting civilians. And the Jews finally responded by trying to close that down so they couldn't get more of these weapons. You know, they had to start restricting the movement of the Palestinians. Was not what was going on initially, but they had to start doing it because people were coming in under the guise of legitimate work and doing sabotage and attacks. So, you know, at what point does the left in America and in Europe accept the fact that the genesis of this violence is not with the Jews, it's with the Palestinians, and that in any other sovereign nation in the world, if a neighbor started attacking you, shooting rockets at you, infiltrating saboteurs into your country, that country would respond. You know, and why do we say that the Jews don't have that right? It's just bizarre to me. Sorry for the very long answer.
No, that's what I wanted. I wanted the long answer. And I guess my follow-up to that is, now that essentially you've got a ground invasion of sorts, what's the end game for them?
Well, you know, it's kind of a political decision that the Israeli government has to make. Do they want to go in and really root out Hamas from Gaza, you know, try and identify who's who and crush them? I know there's a lot of folks in Israel would love to do that, but will the international community allow that, or will the you know, useful fools that support the Palestinians rise up and condemn Israel for defending themselves? Israel, for the most part, does as much as it thinks it can, short of provoking that gigantic international intervention, and still protect themselves. I mean, they're not foolish. They're going to do what they need to defend themselves, but can they solve the problem, or will the world allow them to solve it? That's pretty dubious. So I would say we'll see this thing. It'll knock Hamas back on its heels. They'll calm down for a little while, and there'll be peace for a bit, and then they'll start the nonsense again.
Right.
And it's just sad that Israel, you know, in the midst of the Abraham Accords, where we saw other countries around the Middle East finally saying, yeah, we're gonna make peace with them, whether the Palestinians like it or not. Will that be completely derailed or not? One hopes it will not. But it's interesting that the Arab countries in the Middle East have grown tired of the Palestinians, and the Europeans and the American left are still willing to let them do their nonsense and buy their propaganda.
You know, it seems like some of the biggest mistakes in the history of warfare are always made where one side doesn't go far enough to extinguish, you know, completely extinguish that enemy. Israel, like you had just said, they go to a certain point where they now can feel like they're going to have some protection, some peace for a short period of time. But eventually, rockets come again.
It makes one wonder how they can continue, how the Jews can continue to put up with it and
right.
not do that. It's just amazing restraint that they show. I did a tweet talking about that, you know, in my observation, Israel goes further than any military in the world to minimize civilian casualties. Particularly when they have an enemy who deliberately hides among civilians, and I think reference the AP building, I think we're going to find Israel's going to show them the intel eventually that what was going on in that building and why they had to take it down, and all of the, you know, pearl clutching and virtue signaling. I don't think it'll be shut up because they're completely oblivious to it, but the rest of us will realize that was a legitimate military target. But, you know, people still say, oh, Israel, look at all the bombings they're doing. It's terrible. How can they do that? Well, Hamas is shooting hundreds of rockets. By the way, not homemade rockets anymore. Rockets that they get from Iran on a regular basis. So Iran's role in this has to be taken into account as well. They have the dual thing of they hate Israel, and they're trying to use it as a lever in the negotiations with the Biden administration, which, you know, you would think, would this have happened if Trump was still president? Probably not.
Let me ask you this. So when we give money to the Palestinians, or the Palestine, in quotation marks, who gets that money?
It goes primarily, if it's from the government, it goes primarily to the governmental organizations there, which is the Palestinian Authority. Some of it goes directly into Gaza to their governing authority, which doesn't really pay attention to the head of the Palestinian Authority. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. Mahmoud. No, sorry,
it's
I can't think of his name. Anyway, so there, it probably goes to Hamas, because even though they have a face of a governmental organization in Gaza, Hamas runs things 110%.
Right.
But most of it goes to the Palestinian Authority on the West Bank.
Stephen, the music's playing. That means I got to go, but I can't thank you enough. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, breaking down what's going on over in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, is the show. By the way, sponsor of the segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Golden Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to AssetStrategies.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. We're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and Wayne will, in fact, be here after the top of the hour. I thought this would be fun. Remember all the things that you did as a kid, things that nowadays, if you were to do them, would be looked upon as cruel and unusual punishment. So I was going through these old classic photos, and it made me think of some of the things that, you know, we had done, right? In the car with no car seat, certainly no safety belt on. I don't think I wore a seat belt until I was in high school, and even then I was like, I don't think so. But also child-proofing, there was no such thing, right? If you were a kid crawling around the floor, whatever was on the floor was on you. If you stuck your finger into the outlet, you got a shock, and you learned that way. So that was part of it. There were, remember, girls' toys and boy toys, right? You had that. Now you can't have that anymore. You know, I remember getting the Rock'em Sock'em robots, right? That was a boy's toy. Girls weren't allowed to play with that. If you lived in the city, way to cool off was a hydrant shower. That's taboo nowadays. Can't really do that anymore. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I was young, I had a bus stop. It was about, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile from where I lived, and I would go to the bus stop every day, wait for the bus. The bus would come, blah, 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 would drop us off at the same spot. Now, man, these kids, they're dropped off right in front of their house, even if it's like the next house over. The bus is like a personal chauffeur for the kids nowadays. Now, do people still have family talks at the dinner table? My guess is Probably not. How about kids drinking from the garden hose? Does anybody drink from the garden hose anymore? Yeah, I don't think so. Right? It might have germs on it, for God's sake. Raise your hand if you ever got a spanking. Now, I don't remember getting a spanking, but I do remember my mom coming after me with this big wooden spoon, and she would hit me on the back of the elbows whenever we would do something bad. And you knew, when my mom was mad, man, clear out. Clear out of the house as soon as humanly possible. And that takes me to my next point, going outside unsupervised. Now, again, I'm not trying to say those are the good old days, but they were, right? I never, ever see kids out nowadays just being kids, running around, playing wiffle ball, playing stickball. It's always organized. There's always a parent nowadays that has a watchful eye on the kids. How about some of the cool toys that we used to have, right? Things that they would never do now, like the Atomic Energy Lab. Not that I had that. It was a little above my pay grade, but I know some kids out there that did have that. How about the idea of bicycling around without helmets? I've got to be honest with you. Like, I don't ever put a helmet on. I should not admit this, but if I'm going to take my bike for a ride, I don't put a helmet on. That's just old habit. But as a kid, and listen, I'm not saying do what I say. I'm just saying this is what we did. But we never wore helmets. Never wore anything like that. Right? You just got on your bike and you rode around. Now, we're going through some of the old stuff that as a kid wouldn't fly today. Remember just the general safety of automobiles? Now, I know they were big and they were made of steel and they were like tanks, but so was the other guy. So when you did get into a big-time accident, usually it was catastrophe. But also, remember some of the cars that actually blew up? Remember the Ford Pinto? The back would blow up if you, you got run into. It would catch on fire and then boom. Remember hanging out at your friend's house alone? You go over there early in the morning, knock on the door, let's do something, okay, blah, blah, blah. And off you went on a daily adventure. It just doesn't happen. And by the way, when you're a kid, if you're a boy, you're not, I repeat, not allowed to cry. Remember hitchhiking or picking up hitchhikers. Imagine doing that now. You'd be looked upon as a out-and-out lunatic. What about on the recess, the playground? All of those apparatus, which essentially were just inviting kids to go and get themselves badly injured. Remember that merry-go-round that you could get going that would fling kids off, or even worse, kids would get pinned underneath it? I know it's funny now, but it wasn't funny back then. We used to sunbathe without sunscreen. Everybody, everybody in the household smoked. Mom smoked. Dad smoked. You went out to a restaurant. They all smoked. Movies. Everybody smoked. On an airplane. Smoky, smoky, smoky. That was a horror show, by the way. But it happened. Smoking was everywhere. All right. That wraps it up for me. I'm out of time. It's amazing how we made it, as far as we made it. If you grew up in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, God bless you. It was a different time. Wayne Allyn Root is here. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One.